What if we run away? What if we left today? What if we say goodbye to safe and sound? What if we're hard to find? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. Start to drive. What if we close our eyes? Speeding through red lights into paradise. 'Cause we've no time for getting old. What if body, timeless souls? Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. Yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to GayXYZ. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's me and Christian.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi. How are you tonight? You doing okay?
So good. I was actually, while we were listening to that song, I was looking up the boy that sings it, Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Sivan. Mm-hmm. He's like only 19, super cute. He's from Johannesburg, mm-hmm. South Africa.
I like South African
music. He's a YouTube star, apparently, so it's pretty cool. I like that song.
Yeah, I just happened to click on that song, and it just sounded good, so we played it, everybody. As Christian was saying, it was music roulette, so that was fun.
We're promoting new artists.
Yes, playing it dangerously now. Fun. That was good. Okay, so welcome to the show, everybody. It's December 15, 2015, and it's me, Donovan, and Christian, and Jason coming at you from Dallas, as usual. We are talking tonight about the usual hot topics, but we also wanted to talk about one thing, and that was about whether or not it's still okay or not okay to say someone or something is gay in a pejorative or, you know, sort of a negative sense. So right. What do you think about that, guys?
You know, as I was kind of thinking about it when you were talking about it earlier, I have noticed that over the past 3 years, I guess I'd say 2 to 3 years, it really has died down within the context of people using it in a negative context.
Yeah.
I think it's a ignorant, thoughtless kind of thing to say. And I think when people do use it in that way, I don't feel like it's derogatory specifically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know that they don't necessarily mean anything by it negatively. It's just that necessarily, but the fact is that if you're saying something is gay and what you mean by that is something is stupid or what dumb, then that inherently makes it offensive.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just an ignorant thing. When I hear people use that, to me, I just hear ignorance, not thinking, silliness. Like, you know what I mean? I personally don't take offense to it when I hear somebody
say
that.
Well, I do. I'm like, bitches.
I do, too.
Yeah. My nieces and nephews, you know, they're 19, 20, 21, whatever. They, you know, a few years ago, they were saying, oh, my God, it's so gay or whatever. I'm like, excuse me. I'm sitting right here. I'm gay. Am I stupid? And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you know? So I think it's not okay. I don't agree with that at all. No.
Yeah. I just think it's dumb. You know what I mean? I just think it's thoughtless.
What do you think,
Jason? It's silly to me.
Jason?
I do think it's offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you want to use the word gay to be like to replace it for stupid or ignorant or dumb or
right?
So that's just like saying, no one would like it if they said, "Oh, you're so black," or
right.
"You're so Muslim,"
or whatever,
or "You're so Mexican," mm-hmm. or "You're so Middle Eastern." You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
come on now. So it's like, don't, you know, I hear people use it and I'm like, seriously?
Do you guys remember do you guys remember the story about the gay bashing that happened in Philadelphia? You probably don't, but it happened like a few years ago, and there was three of them. It was two guys, straight guys, and this girl, and they were accused of beating up these two gay guys on the street in Philadelphia. And
I heard about it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, really, really bad. Anyway, the girl's name is Catherine Knott, and she is on trial for this alleged gay bashing. And one of the things that she uses as her defense, or they are using as her defense, rather, is to say that or the prosecution saying, well, don't you use the word gay in a negative sense when you refer to people and you call people gay or something gay? And they've seen her on video and other things saying things like that. So, and she's like, oh, no, not at all. It's not a slur at all. It's not demeaning at all. And so not only does she use the word in a negative sense, but obviously she doesn't even know what the fuck she's talking about or think it's demeaning. So someone who actually bashes gay people uses that term in a negative sense. I think that kind of ends the conversation. It kind of is obviously a negative thing to say.
Yes. Okay, so wait a minute. So she's on trial for gay bashing and beating up these two men.
Yes.
But she doesn't think the word gay is
well, the way she uses it, no. She said she took the stand. She testified that she didn't do anything wrong, and it's okay to use gay as an insult if it's not directed at a gay person. So if you call someone else who's heterosexual gay, oh, you're so gay, does that still make it okay or not?
No,
I don't think so either. It's still a negative term. You're making it a negative term. And to me, what happens when people, and you're right, Christian, it has died down a lot. I know a few years ago it was far more like in the public or, you know, culture or whatever. But but even still, if you are using the terminology in everyday life and you're calling people or something gay when you mean it's something stupid or dumb, then I think that kind of seeps into your subconscious and you begin to think of gay people as stupid or dumb or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that, and that's one way that it's a problem and creates an issue socially. And so that's why I think it's a negative thing. And I don't think people should say it in that light. Now, if you're saying, like, if you and three of us are talking, we're out, which is never going to happen, and Christian's never going to meet us because apparently he's hiding something. But anyway.
Yeah, because he's pulling a Kelly Price.
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know. I think actually he's a black woman or something. And he's, anyway. But anyway, if we ever meet or whatever, we were hanging out, the three of us or something, and I'm like, oh my God, you're so gay. For me, if I were saying something so gay, I would think that that is not a negative thing because I'm gay. But do you think that it's okay
to another gay person?
Right, into another gay person. And so, you know, between us, oh, we're gay people talking to gay people. It's like black people talking to black people.
That's
the N word sometimes.
The word nigger. They call
exactly.
each other nigger all the time. And it's okay for them because, you know,
they are black and they can use
exactly.
it and they took the power back from it.
Exactly. But, you know, other races can't use it.
So would it bother right. you if, like, you were hanging out with one of your girlfriends or something and you're talking about something and one of your friends is like laughing and she's like, oh, you're so gay. Would that bother you?
It depends on the friend. It depends on how well I knew her. But it would bother me if she said it and meant something. Like, if I'm doing something stupid, like I'm being dumb And she said, "You're being so gay." Yes, that would bother me. But if she, if I were flaming out, I'm like, "Oh, girl," or whatever, you know. Oh my God, you're so gay.
They did that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now that would be okay because yes, I'd be being really gay, so it's okay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's same way for me too. It depends on the friend, but normally most of my female friends or even male friends wouldn't say, "Oh my God, that's so gay."
Right.
Anyway. But again, it depends on the person. Now, if it's someone that I clearly don't know, I'd be like, "Bitch, you need to watch what the fuck you're saying."
Exactly, but the context and intention.
It really depends on the moment, I guess. But
I mean, don't you think that we could have this exact same conversation if we were all black talking about the N-word? It's the exact same thing. I think it's the same thing.
Exactly.
I don't think it's any different. And I think I'm trying to think of another example. I guess if you're Jewish and you call someone. No, see, that's different. They don't call each other that. But
call each other what?
I'm not going to use that one. I'm not going to say it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I'm not going to say that.
I don't know the.
Well, that's good. It's not a nice word. But whatever the word is, I'm just saying that, you know, I think every ethnic group or minority of whatever sort, whether they're gay or a woman or whatever, you know, it's like sometimes women call each other bitches, you know, and gay guys do that too.
Right.
I just think it depends on who you're talking to, the context, and the intention. So I guess that's what I think about it. Yeah. But generally speaking, I think it's not okay. Go ahead.
Speaking of that word, I agree with you saying. Yeah, it's just like when women call each other bitches or cunts or whatever. So.
Oh, cunt's a horrible word. Okay. All right. So, okay, that's
we're definitely explicit tonight. We use the N word, the C word.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to mark
definitely
that.
This is gay XYZ. Oh, we can call this gay XYZ uncut.
Yes. I'm drinking wine tonight, and Jason is drinking his hot tea.
Yes, I'm having tea and crumpets, people.
Yes.
I'm
so
a little under the weather slightly.
Anyway, okay, so let's talk about. Mike Tyson defending Donald Trump. What were you
going
to say
about
that?
Well, not only is he defending him, he's endorsing him, which is the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Well, Mike Tyson's not the brightest person in the world anyway.
Exactly. I mean, this is coming from a guy who has tattoos on his face. So
I mean, he's not. He's just not a bright guy. And
he's not.
And, you know, would you really expect anything? I mean, who else is going to vote for Donald Trump? I'm sure there are people out there who are voting for Donald Trump. By the way, speaking of this whole story, I don't know if you saw that there was a man who's a gay guy leading the cause for Gays for Trump. Have you seen this?
I did see, yes.
I'm like, really, bitch? Are you kidding me? Okay, it's fine. Okay, how do I feel about this? How do you feel about this? First of all,
ignoring it. Anything that has to do with his existence, I'm ignoring it. So you guys, go ahead, because I'm ignoring it.
I feel like after tonight, we may have
And to. I'm not saying that in the, like, I'm ignoring it because I'm not interested. I'm saying I'm ignoring it because
you don't want to give it any power.
Show. I don't want to give it power. It's all a stunt to me, and I don't have time for that.
Well, I just wanted to mention it because I think it's
ridiculous. Feel the burn.
Absolutely. I think it's ridiculous. And I think that anybody who is, it's just like, you know, to me, it's the same thing as a black person promoting somebody like David Duke for president, you know, who is a KKK member, basically. So I think it's ridiculous. And I think, why would you want to represent yourself as a gay man and try to say that we somehow support Donald Trump, who is not only against, I'm not saying he's anti-gay, but he doesn't believe in gay rights, but he's against everything in his fucking country. He's fucking a Nazi, basically. And why would you ever want to support someone like that? So doesn't it embarrass you at all that there's a gay man that is supporting this man?
I mean,
it doesn't embarrass me because there's some two black ladies that got on the stand and acted a damn fool.
Oh, God.
Mexican lady that got on the stand and acted a damn fool.
These are all plants, but I think that they're hired.
I don't
or something.
Know. I just feel in this day and age, I'm not surprised. I'm really not. This is coming. I'm not even sure why this is in the media because this is coming from someone who bit someone's ear off. So
yeah,
I'm like,
not well in the head.
Yeah, I'm like, why is this in the news? I mean, I guess
a celebrity.
Plus, I guess they're trying to get this in the media because it's someone of another race endorsing Donald Trump,
right.
I'm assuming.
But you know what? Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just like, stop. Like, we might have to retire Donald Trump.
You know, but the thing is, you know, it's not even just Donald Trump to me. It's Mike Tyson, because I don't like Mike Tyson because he beat up Robin. What fucking name was Robin Quivers or whatever? Not Robin Quivers.
No, Robin Givens.
Givens, and he was like a huge domestic abuser and everything else, and not just to her but to other people as well. And he's just kind of a chauvinist in other ways, and he's not very smart, like I said. But Madonna had him on one of her songs, her new album. It's called Iconic, and he speaks on the song. And I was like, I'm really disappointed in her for having him on that record, or that's how old I am.
Is this recent? No, this is years ago.
No, this is her latest album, Rebel Heart. It's a song called Iconic.
Really?
Yeah, and all he does is speak on it at the very beginning. But I was really disappointed in her for having someone like her who's all about, you know, power for women and gay power and everything else, and to have someone like that who is very anti-gay and anti-women, really, and a chauvinist and also an abuser on her album. And so someone who supports Mike Tyson supporting them, or someone who supports them generally, I would not have much to say about that anyway. But Mike Tyson is he's kind of a disgusting human being if you know anything about him personally. So it kind of goes hand in hand with Donald Trump, is what I'm trying to say. I mean, if you're going to have somebody support Donald Trump, it's probably going to be someone pretty disgusting anyway. So
he's up to no good.
Yeah, anyway. So you also put on here, you want to talk about gay men and PrEP and sleeping around.
Yes. right. I'm having issues with my headphones here. Sorry. Okay. So I've noticed just online from various dating sites and social sites and
Scrub.
That type of thing I've been doing my research for the show, okay?
Okay.
So I'm doing my research. So I've noticed that on several sites, a lot of people will say that they're on PrEP, which is a good thing because you want people to know.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also feel like some men use it as an excuse to
do what?
Just sleep around and get with people.
You mean sleep with people unprotectedly? Unprotected.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yes, that's what I mean. And it's like, it's still a risk. I would think it's still a risk.
Yes, it is a risk, and you're absolutely right that men are doing that. Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know, ever since, you know, PrEP has been introduced to everyone, I just wanted to know why certain individuals feel like,
well,
they can still go out and sleep with someone who's on PrEP.
I just want to comment on that, and I want to say this. I want to say, first of all, I think that being on PrEP does not absolve you from having safe sex, because PrEP will protect you possibly from HIV, but it will not protect you from gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, or everything else that you could be getting.
Exactly. I think for some people, they just think that this has become like the miracle pill.
Right. You're right.
And it's not.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I was like, so I'm a little older than you two, so I was alive at the very tail end of, I was alive through AIDS, of course, but I was really young. And then actually the tail end of AIDS when I came out and I was dating and stuff in the early 90s. And so I know the ravages of AIDS from people I had known and things like that. It happened to some people. Anyway, my point is that I was raised in the gay community, I should say, to believe in safe sex, regardless. And that's how I still always used to live when I was dating. But I have to say that people who have lived their lives in fear of AIDS for so long, and then all of a sudden there comes this quote unquote miracle pill that will somehow allow them to be quote unquote free. That's how they're thinking. That's not how I think. Free from the restrictions that have been put on them to wearing, having condoms or whatever, which no one likes anyway. That's why they do it, because they think, oh, this is my chance to be free from all that stuff and live free and not to be tethered to that kind of crap anymore. And so that's why they do it. And it's wrong only in this. I shouldn't say it's wrong. Wrong is not the right word. People have the right to do whatever they want with their body, whether for good or for worse. If guys are out there and they want to be slutty and they want to sleep around and they want to have unprotected sex and they want to get everything out of the sun besides HIV possibly with PrEP, then that is their choice. It is their body. True. And I do not judge someone for doing that in the sense that it is their choice. It is their body. However, I judge them in the sense that – I judge the broader sense that they're making a bad example for people who think that it's okay to – oh, you know, AIDS has been cured or whatever, and it hasn't been cured. You can still get it, even on PrEP. And to think that you can't is just ignorance. So I think it's wrong. I think it's irresponsible. That's the word I'm looking for, irresponsible.
Yes, very, very irresponsible.
Yes, yes. But it is an epidemic now. There are, and I was just watching today, I was watching a video online that said that only 3 out of 10 men now get tested for HIV, as opposed to like 10 years ago when it was like 80% of men get tested for HIV. And so there's a lot of gay guys and straight guys, I guess, out there who do not know that they have HIV or living with
it.
And women. And everyone. Yes, anyone can get it. And so there's a lot of people out there who are living with it, not knowing it, because they think it's over or it's not a big deal, when it is a huge deal to get that disease and live with it. So anyway.
Yeah. So my only thing is that just because you're on PrEP or you know or you see a guy online that says he's on PrEP, don't think it's a miracle pill and you can still have unprotected sex with him, because that is not the case.
Right.
I mean, you can still get other STDs, you can still get herpes and all kinds of stuff. All I'm saying is, people, ladies and gentlemen, think with your head and not the one in between your legs. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
I agree. Bill Cosby is suing his accusers for defamation.
Oh my God. Did you see this? He's suing 7 of his accusers, but what about the other?
That's what I wanted to know.
47. Like, that's shady to me. I mean, I understand the whole defamation thing, like suing for defamation, because, you know, he's lost a lot of money over this bit. But at what point, you know, you're a man of a certain age, like you just need to let it go.
This
away.
Is just a legal strategy. If someone sues you for something and you're saying someone says that you've done something to them, whether it's true or not, that lawyer's going to say, well, you need to sue them for defamation, because this is not true, whatever. Right. So that's just a legal strategy. It's expected that he would have done that. So, you know, right. And we all know the man's guilty. 40, 52, whatever the fuck it's been, women come forward and say this. You know that the man is guilty.
But my thing is that why are you only suing? Is the 7 that he's suing, are these women who have
They're probably people who
money?
Just,
I don't
they're probably
know.
People
I mean,
who brought suit against him, and not all of them have, probably, because it's been statute of limitations for a lot of them. Have right. expired. And so only the ones that could actually bring a suit against him, because it's been recent enough, have brought suit against him. And therefore, those are the ones he's probably suing back. So that's probably what's happening.
I wonder what the what's the word I'm looking for? Like, the outcome of this is, like, if he's found guilty, like, would he have to go to jail? You know what I mean? Like, I'm curious.
It depends on which one wins. But if it's not past statute of limitations and they can prove it, or somehow get him to be guilty, then yeah, he could go to jail. Yes.
I mean, but do you guys really think they're going to send him to prison? I mean, he's like in his 70s.
Who the fuck cares how old he is?
It doesn't matter.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I know it doesn't matter, but I mean,
you think the justice system gives a fuck? It's about the judge. The judge that he gets is who determines whether his sentence will be in terms of how long he'll go or not, and whether he'll go or not. So if he gets a sympathetic judge who just loves Bill Cosby and putting pops, then that's a bad thing. But if it's somebody who actually has, you know, justice on their mind and someone who actually wants to see justice served, then they will make sure he goes to prison regardless of his age. I think that it sets an example, and I think it's a good thing. I think he'll go to prison. I think he will. If he's found guilty, I think he will.
Well, I don't know. If he does, I'm okay with it. I mean, I would hate to see him go, because he's, you know, built such
a
legacy.
Well, outside of that, I mean, he deserves to.
Yeah, a part of me would hate to see him go, just for the simple fact that he is, like, you know, the TV dad that I used to watch on TV all the time.
Well, yeah, but if you're a first grade teacher who teaches your children, it's their teacher, but you don't want to see them go to jail. But if, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing.
But sometimes I feel like certain judges will, how can I word this? I feel like certain judges will sit there and, like, kind of avoid them doing jail time just for some fact that they're in their golden years or in their last years.
Fuck that shit. Plenty of people get in their golden years and do shit.
It's happened.
Of course it's happened, but I don't think it typically happens with a really bad offender or someone who's, you know, like, for example, someone's not 80 years old and they, you know, in 1969 or whatever, they performed an armed robbery on a bank, whatever the fuck it's called.
And killed somebody.
In the process, and then just now got caught, they still would go to prison. They would still go to prison just because they're old.
There's a story in Mississippi where an elderly man robbed a bank.
Yes.
You can Google it. With a weapon, he got caught.
What state was this again?
Mississippi.
Well, that's why, because they're stupid.
The judge told him that he has to leave the state of Mississippi and he has to pay like a $5,000 fine. That was his sentence.
Uh-huh. And that's because it's Mississippi. No jail time. It's Mississippi. So if it's California, I don't see that happening. I mean, I know that sounds really mean. I'm sorry, but it's Mississippi. Okay. So
Mississippi was a state that is ready to lock people up left and right.
It is. If you're not white, they are. I'm sure this man was probably white, wasn't he?
I think he was.
Yeah, of course he is. He's an old white man and had an old white judge, and he's a Southern good old boy, and he's a good old boy protecting a good old boy, and that's what happens. It's the South. That's what happens in the South.
But I'm thinking to myself, how do you order someone to leave the state?
You can do whatever you want as a judge. You can make somebody go out and stand in the middle of the square or whatever in shackles or whatever the fuck it's called if you want to now. As long as it's not cruel and unusual punishment, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You make them wear a sign that says I'm gay or something. I don't know, whatever. But you can do whatever you want as a judge as long as it's not cruel or unusual punishment.
I just want to know like the procedure to kicking someone out of a state. That's
you just say you can't come back. That's all there is to it.
You're not welcome here.
You have to leave the entire state, not just that county.
Right,
like, you have to get out of the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, well, he must.
I'm like, really? I'm not, that would have been my ass.
Good. You should be. Yeah, you should be scared. Don't do anything bad. You don't want to get kicked out.
Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't be. Yeah.
I mean, if that would have been me, I would have been thrilled to leave. I'm like, oh
no, don't say that. You're from Mississippi.
I'm from Tennessee.
He's from Tennessee.
No, I'm sure Mississippi has some great attractions. Do not do my Mississippi.
No, it doesn't.
Don't do my Mississippians like that. Those are my people.
I have been to that state. It's one of those states you pass through to get somewhere else. It's not a state.
I've been there. Don't be mean.
The only thing that's pretty down there is the Gulf Coast.
Okay, wait, Christian. If you've been there, you love Mississippi so much. Tell me what the fuck you do there. Besides see the Mississippi River.
I'm just representing all my people.
Okay? Whatever.
I got lots of people that live out in Mississippi. Don't come for my people.
It's about when people say things about Texas. People say shit about Texas all the time, how stupid Texans are, and they need to get rid of the state. Needs to succeed.
The only scenery is down there on the Gulf Coast. I think Alabama's prettier as far as driving.
Mississippi is the poorest state in the country.
I've been to Biloxi.
And what? How much fun did you have there?
I've been to Memphis. I had lots of fun out there. I had crawdaddies down there at the casino. Don't come.
Memphis is not Mississippi.
I meant that's not what I meant.
I was like, Memphis is not Mississippi. Anyway, I think Mississippi is a disgusting, horrible place. But that's
I feel
just
like
my
Alabama's prettier as far as scenery, in my opinion.
Parts of it, yeah. Look, Mississippi has some probably nice part. I've never seen it, but it probably has
Tupelo?
One. Somewhere, I don't know.
That's the only thing they have as far
There's
as
a lot of history. There is a lot of history in Mississippi. Don't do Mississippi like that.
There's a lot of history in Auschwitz, too, but it's not a pretty place. Now, is it?
No. Yeah, and Alcatraz.
Uh-huh, yeah. So, anyway.
Jason, tell us about the teens that were sentenced to 48 hours in jail.
Let's talk about that. So where did this happen exactly?
This happened, I know you guys are gonna bring this up next.
It's in order.
I know, I wasn't paying attention, sorry.
Because you don't ever read the notes.
He was too busy trying to come up with jokes on Mississippi.
Sorry. Oh, this was in Bolivar, Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay.
They were sentenced to 48 hours in jail because they were wearing saggy pants.
But now that must mean there's a law against saggy pants.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of laws, a lot of fashion laws against saggy pants.
But I mean, was there a law and that's with this particular city or whatever? There has to be. Otherwise, they couldn't throw them in jail.
Well, according to this, it says that two high school seniors were sentenced to 48 hours in jail for wearing saggy pants in a school building. Now, the court documents show that the high school resource officer had reprimanded the students several times for violating the dress code, which prohibits quote-unquote low, slung, baggy seat, baggy legged, or bell-bottom pants.
No, wait, okay. Whose dress code is this? The school's or the city's?
It's the school's dress code.
So it's against the law to go against the school, really?
I guess that's bullshit because
they weren't listening to the police officer at the school.
Oh, but there's a police officer at the school.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And they have been reprimanded before. But here's the thing: baggy pants, I get, but they also prohibit bell bottoms.
That's because they consider them to be hippie-ish, and they don't like hippies in the South because they're anti-establishment. That's the reason.
And actually, Bolivar, Tennessee is right outside of Memphis. I'm very familiar with this town.
Oh, God.
So they said, in addition to jail time, the students will also face court costs and be charged with a fine. It doesn't specify how much the fine is going to be. I would think for something this petty, I don't think it would be much. Mm-hmm. But I'm like,
Well, I don't think that it's, I mean, look, I don't know all the details other than what you've told me, but if they were like being like, I don't know, belligerent or whatever to the cop or something, or if they were being, you know, hitting the cop, or they were cursing at the cop or whatever, then I can understand why they went to jail. But if they simply wore saggy pants to school and it broke a school code, I never thought in my life that a school code somehow represented the law of the land. And so that doesn't make sense, no sense to me at all.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, this is what they were officially charged with on the books.
Okay.
To me, this is a little too much. They were charged with indecent exposure.
Now were their butts showing? That's the question. Were their butts showing? See, I should have been a fucking lawyer, by the way. But anyway.
Probably their boxers.
Probably their boxers, but that's not indecent exposure.
Your boxers are just like wearing a freaking bathing suit.
That's a piece of clothing. Now, for the charge that they received, I think that's a little extreme.
Were they black teens?
Yes.
And okay, of course they.
I'm thinking to myself that because indecent exposure, that's a pretty serious misdemeanor charge. Depending on the judge,
you could be at a sexual offender list too.
A sex offender.
Mm-hmm, you could be. That's what
depending
I'm saying.
Depending on the judge, or unless you have a really good lawyer.
Don't you see that the white man is just trying to keep down the brothers, okay? I'm not kidding. Listen, just like we talked about earlier about fucking, what's his face? I can't remember really what's his name. Anyway, and this kind of shit happens. And to me, it's a systematic thing against black guys. It was probably a white judge. I guess I'm just in a racist mood today. I'm not a racist mood, but anti-racist mood. Because this is like another black thing. Look, these teens, yes, they had saggy pants. And who are they hurting, you know, other than the code of the school? Nobody, please. So, and other than the fashion sense, of course, that's it. But I mean, in terms of hurting someone, no one. To go to jail for 48 hours, to be sent that. If they'd been two white kids doing this, do you think he would have sent them to jail? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So to me, it's just a systematic good old boy network. That's why I'm so glad I don't live in the Deep South. I'm glad you got the hell out of that place. Seriously.
It wasn't bad for me. I mean, I had a great time, but I mean, I didn't do...
Did you live in a black neighborhood or a mixed neighborhood?
I actually lived in a predominantly white neighborhood. Okay. And I went to a predominantly white school.
Then you see that you had it easy then. If you'd lived over in the black neighborhood, they probably would have been like, you know, trying to stop you every 5 seconds in a car or something.
It may be. But I think that's the reason why this particular story received, you know, so much media attention, because they're charged with indecent exposure, which is a pretty serious crime.
That's just wrong. That's wrong.
I mean, unless they were flashing their dick or had their ass exposed.
Exactly.
I don't understand why they're charged with indecent exposure.
And the thing is, this kind of charge, like we were saying, could land them on the offenders list, sexual offenders list. And that is something that stays with you the rest of your life. And
you can't get a job.
Nah. And you can't live across the school or whatever.
Yeah,
and
you got to go knock on your neighbor's door.
I mean, your life changes forever.
But that's ridiculous, because they were wearing saggy pants. To someone who's looking them up for a job or something, they don't distinguish between whether you had saggy pants or you raped a girl or something. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's just a matter of you're on the sexual offender list or whatever. So I think that is just ridiculous and way overkill for this issue. Now, first of all, I have to say, I think the saggy pants thing is so fucking stupid. I never liked it.
I hate it.
I think it's dumb as fuck, and it looks stupid. And you know how that started, by the way? In prison, to show other guys you were down to get fucked or whatever. And these gay guys, I mean, these straight guys out there, I think they're all looking tough and shit with their pants down, and actually they're saying they want other guys to fuck you. Anyway, they're idiots.
Exactly. I'm so glad that I was not that particular phase. Well, it wasn't even a phase I went through. I'm just glad that I just wasn't like, oh, let me wear my pants below my ass.
I never
into that.
When I was in high school, they used to walk around with zip ties, and they would zip tie people's jeans up.
Are you serious? You mean like the administrators and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Oklahoma. Okay.
Speaking of Oklahoma, did you guys hear about that officer that was sentenced to how many years in prison for raping those black women?
No.
Oh yeah, that was a big story over the
last. Tell me.
Stillwater, the Asian guy.
Oh, he was Asian? I thought he was white. Well,
he looked Asian. He had real tiny eyes and black hair. He may have not been Asian. he did look a little Hawaiian. In Stillwater.
Oh, we are being so racist.
In Stillwater, which is actually about a little less than an hour from where I'm from.
So is that Oklahoma then?
In Oklahoma, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he had raped, it's where OSU is. He had raped how many women? How many black women?
It was more than 10, I know that.
It was quite a few. And he got how many years? Like 250 years?
Wow.
Quite a lot, quite a bit.
Good.
And there's video of him in the courtroom when they give him his verdict, and he's just bawling like a baby. So there's all these memes on Instagram, like all the black ladies like sipping on the tea.
Oh my God, seriously?
He was convicted of serial rape. I just pulled it up. His name is Daniel Holtzclaw.
That does not sound Asian to me. It sounds German.
Yeah, he was found guilty Thursday evening of 5 counts of rape and 13 counts of sexual assault against 8 of his accusers. He faces life in prison.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he looks white in this picture. He doesn't look Asian.
Yeah.
Is it interesting to you guys that got the people that are like scammers, D-boys, you know, they... And it's a case by case thing, but a lot of times they don't get that much time. But somebody that rapes somebody, and trust me, I'm not saying this right or wrong. I've just always thought it's interesting how they weigh different crimes.
It depends on the judge.
Yeah, well, it really does.
I know, and I know. I mean, I know that, but I just think it's really interesting that there's no grading rubric. I guess you would say. You know what I mean?
This man is only 28 years old.
Oh, wow.
You see the picture of him bawling like a baby?
Yeah, I saw the video. They say his victims range anywhere from 17 to 57.
Wow.
And they were all African-American, and they all live in the poverty-stricken, you know, less income part of the city, I'm assuming.
Why didn't he just ask them out instead of trying to rape them all? That's just ridiculous.
Because I guess what happens is he would get, you know...
Rejected.
So he would go out on these calls, you know,
and he'd pull him over.
So it's about power. It's not about.
Yeah, he'll pull him over, and they would say in order if he, you know, if they want to get out the charge or keep him going to jail,
he got off on the power.
They would exchange sexual favors.
Mm-hmm. What a fucking asshole! I'm glad he got good for him. Fucking asshole, rotten jail motherfucker. All right. I'm drinking wine, by the way. I'm sorry. I love it. Beyonce. Beyonce is the star in A Star Is Born remake with my hot daddy.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. Oh, yes.
He's your hot daddy.
He's hot. I love him. He's so sexy.
Oh, my God.
And it's not just the way he looks.
This is actually not true. This is actually not true.
It is true. Oh, I thought you meant he's not hot. I think he's hot. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Beyonce. Yeah. Go ahead, Jason.
No, I was just saying that he's going to be Bradley Cooper alongside with R&B superstar Beyonce. They're going to be doing A Star Is Born remake.
Which was Diana Ross, right?
Yes.
No.
Is it?
No, I thought that was Diana.
That's right.
Sorry.
Why do I know that? I'm the young one.
I did know that. My brain is just flushed with alcohol.
We should have our gay cards revoked because of that.
I know that. It wasn't at the top of my brain.
So now, here's the problem I have with this. I'm all for them doing remakes and everything, but why do they continue to want to put Beyonce in these movies?
She is not a good actress, by the way.
Her acting is extremely overrated.
It's bad.
Or underrated, however you want to put it. And I'm like, y'all couldn't find anyone else to do this? Y'all couldn't find someone who had a little bit more, you know, acting skills?
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
It's just a rumor. It's not true. And I think the reason that...
How do you know it's not true?
Because I did my research, and Bradley Cooper did an interview. He said it's not true; it's just a rumor. Hello. So I think the reason that it's being rumored though is because at the time The Star Is Born came out, Judy Garland and Barbra Streisand were at the top of the game. You know what I mean? They were Beyonce and Katy Perry at their time. So, you know, for there to be a remake, you would have to think, you know, who would be the biggest stars of our time that would star in this movie?
Don't use Beyonce.
I don't think Beyonce is a big actress star. I'm sorry. She's not. I mean, as far as a singer, yes. But
are there any? That's what I'm saying. But it's about being a
singer. It would have been better to have Lady Gaga, who actually can act and sing. Then, and she's also, well, she's not Jewish, but she looks like it because she's Italian, so that's cool, close enough. It would have been a good replacement for, what's her face? Barbra Streisand. What's her name?
Because Lady Gaga can sing different genres, too. Not, I mean, Beyonce
Lady Gaga
can
sing, and I think of Beyonce as a vocalist more than a singer, a stylist. I don't really think of her, I mean, she can sing, but she's not like, you know, I don't know, she's not like Whitney or whatever, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
So, and she no, and she's not a good actress either. So it's really not. Weird to me that they would have picked her.
Her acting is so subpar.
It's atrocious.
It is.
Tragic. What'd she say in that movie? That movie, Obsessed. What was that movie called? Obsessed or some shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, Derek, I'm gonna have to call you back. And
I'm
she's
call you back.
We're always making fun of that, me and my husband. Anyway, okay. So, Mad TV. I loved Mad TV in the 90s. It was funny.
I love Mad TV. It was
Miss
so Lawn. Much funnier than SNL, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
It could be. It could be sometimes. Most of the time, it was.
Most
of
the time, it was.
Stewart.
I loved it when Deborah Wilson did those Whitney Houston impersonations.
Oh,
oh
my
God.
Hilarious.
That was hilarious. So, yeah, they're supposed to be bringing back a 20th anniversary of Mad TV. Which is going to be aired on Fox on January 12th. And I'm all here for it. I love it. I'm glad they're bringing this back for a 20th anniversary special. And they're bringing it back, I believe, most, if not all, of the original cast members. So,
we've all enjoyed music from the world's number one pop diva, yes. Whitney Houston. Well, she's back, and she's using her golden voice to bring us some great American classics with her double CD set, Whitney Screws Up the Classics.
What the worms feel now is rust, hers and rust.
Oh, it was so funny. I love that skit.
I loved so Deborah Wilson when she did those impersonations. And I, you know, the other one that I really liked that she did is when they did the parody of the interview with her and Bobby Brown and was it Diane
Bobby
Sawyer?
Bobby B!
Oh, my God, that was hilarious. I am so excited this is coming back. I know it's probably going to be a one-time thing, but I am all here for it.
I don't know why it ever went away. It was canceled or what?
I think it was canceled.
Yeah, it went away like, I want to say 5 years ago, which is kind of sad because the last season was really funny. That's when they came out with Bon Cui Cui.
Yes.
Yes. I love some Bon Cui Cui.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that too.
You like Crystal Nail? You like Crystal Nail? You like Crystal Nails? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can't forget Miss Swan.
He looking like a man.
Bon Cui Cui did the King Burger.
Yes, King Burger.
Oh, that's hilarious. And you know what? They interviewed her and they would say, where did you get that? What made you come up with that character? She said she went to a fast food restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee, and the person that worked the cash register sounded just like that. I said, I'm not surprised. I'm from Memphis. I'm not surprised one bit.
A majority of fast food restaurants, they sound just like that. You could get a Coke.
It was hilarious.
Okay, so now, wait, before we start talking about Kim Kardashian, I want to say something about her mother. What's her name? Kris Jenner?
Kris, yeah.
I saw something on The View.
Wait.
She's pregnant.
Kardashian. She's Kris Kardashian.
Kris Kardashian. Okay, whatever. Okay, so she had said in a clip that they played on The View, talking to Kim, saying that she could get pregnant.
But I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Now, seriously, does she really think, does this woman really, she's 60 years old. And she doesn't have any eggs coming out of her coochie anymore. She just has, you know, she doesn't have menstrual cycle or anything. How is she going to get pregnant? Tell me that.
It happens. I mean,
it does not happen without eggs, Jason. You have got to have eggs.
Well, I mean, I know that, but I mean,
she doesn't have any eggs. That's what I'm saying. She's so fucking stupid, and she's talking to her like she's, oh, I could get pregnant. I just could. You never know. I'm like, whatever, you stupid bitch.
Well,
I can't stand her.
I mean, this is coming from, you know, the Kardashian empire, and. Mm-hmm.
But do you think that show? See, I've only watched that show once. Do you think it's scripted?
The more they're in the public eye, the less I like them.
Is that show scripted?
I'm not. It's produced by Ryan Seacrest, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's the
she knows.
She knows what she's doing. You think
she knows exactly what
she's doing? She's just saying some shit to get her ass. People that like, woman is. Oh my gosh, she's trying to get pregnant. I mean, that's what she wants. She wants that attention.
She's like a succubus or something. She gives a shit is about money,
and the headlines. They want to see in the headlines.
I mean, exactly. The entire family is like that. That's just like the whole thing with Kourtney Kardashian and these placenta pills. I'm like, bitch,
talk about it,
Kim. Yeah. Oh, which really quick. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for the new Ryan Murphy show that's coming out in January,
which
the
show?
American Crime Story. Uh-huh. But it's about the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yes.
Chris Kardashian is being depicted in that. Cannot wait.
Okay.
Wait, who was playing her? I can't remember who it was. That's right. Yes.
It looks amazing.
It does look good. We can't wait to see it. Me and Mike were like, oh, my God. I know. Can't wait to see it.
Okay. Since when did Kris Jenner change her name to Kris Kardashian?
Recently. Really recently.
Well, since she got divorced, probably.
It's weird to me that she's going as Kardashian because she was divorced from him before he died.
Yeah.
I don't understand this woman. I mean, I get it for the name of it.
Because
like,
her kids are called Kardashians. That's why. She wants to be the same as her kids.
Yeah, but half of her kids are called Jenners, so whatever.
That's a good point.
So, recently Kim Kardashian revealed on her app that she plans on eating her own placenta from giving birth to Saint West.
Wait, is this Kim or Courtney?
Kim.
Kim. The one
okay,
who just
Saint sorry, I West. Said Courtney, I apologize.
She wrote, let's see, where do I even begin? So I'm really not this holistic person or someone who would have ever considered eating my placenta. I actually thought Courtney would have so done this, but I don't think she did. And when I say eat my placenta, I mean, like, I'm having it freeze-dried and made into a pill form, not actually fry it like a steak and eat it.
No, she did not say that.
Oh, my God.
No. You're making this up.
I swear.
You're making this up.
Oh, my God.
Which,
for people that don't know, if you eat your placenta in any form or fashion, it's really nutritious and healthy for the...
Well, so is semen. So what?
Yes. So I just thought that was interesting that she was so public about that. If I was a mother, I would have mine freeze dried and made it to pills because it's really good for you.
I wouldn't. Fuck that.
The only reason you should save a placenta is and not eat it. You don't need to eat it. That's not gonna big. It'll help you temporarily, and then it's gonna be gone. Big fucking whoop. Now, what you need to do is you can save the placenta for stem cells. So if your kid ever needs something major in the future, you can help them with stem cells from their birth. That is, and it can cure you for almost cure you. So that makes sense to me. But eating it is disgusting. That's just really gross.
I mean, no, that's I'm not
I don't care if it's a pill form or what. It's just gross.
I mean, if you want something healthy, I mean, go grab a Smoothie King with some protein in it.
Exactly.
I mean, if you want something healthy.
Exactly. Why does it have to be the fucking placenta? I mean, there's a lot of things you can eat that are equally as healthy. It's just dumb.
Exactly. Go eat a granola bar or granola or eat some.
Those are actually pretty bad for you, but anyway.
Well, I know. Go eat some.
Oh, my gosh.
Non-fat yogurt. I don't know.
I'm still reading the rest of the paragraph. She says, and I thought, I can't go wrong with taking a pill made from my own hormones. It's made by me for me.
What does this woman do all day? Seriously.
I need you to shut the fuck up.
I mean, because, no, think about it. What does she do all day? She just walks around.
She
sits in the house. I mean, yeah. She doesn't do anything.
You know, she gained 80 pounds.
She got big, I saw. She got really big, yeah.
She was at the house eating good.
She was eating good.
She was eating a whole bunch of fried chicken. Y'all think she was eating some fried chicken?
I think was eating everything, probably. Because you know she starves herself just to stay fit, or fit-ish, except for her ass. She probably just figured it's going to help her ass get bigger anyway, so what's the point?
Well, they're just going to transplant all that fat and move it to her ass.
Ugh, that's gross.
All it is fat transplant.
So let's talk about Miss Rihanna and her album.
Oh, God. So when it was January 21st of 2015 when Rihanna announced that she was coming out with a new album, and she released a new single called 4 or 5 Seconds with Kanye West and Paul McCartney, and everyone lost their shit and got all excited. And here we are today, December 15th, 2015, with no new...
What was the first single?
4 or 5 Seconds.
I don't remember the song. I don't remember the song.
No one knew who Paul McCartney was.
Oh, I know who he is, but
I'm going to keep it real. The whole thing is this. They released two singles, That American Oxygen. Both of them flopped. Nobody was interested because she wanted to go for a more authentic sound, something that was quote unquote timeless and could last forever, and she could sing these songs forever and they'd sound new. Uh-huh. So they're more kind of adult contemporary sounding songs and less like poet up. So it didn't work.
Clearly.
So they scrapped that, got back on the studio, started making stuff like Bitch Better Have My Money, like her fans want to hear, like we've said in the past, and Donovan, you've said it before, you know, she can do whatever she wants. It doesn't have to be what she's only known for.
Unless she wants to make money.
Exactly. And that's what the holdup is.
Yeah.
And yesterday her brother posted she's been saying for the last 2 or 3 months, oh, it's coming by the end of the year. It's coming. And then now brother posted a video yesterday of her in the studio still recording this damn album. She's announced a tour. Tickets have gone on sale for the tour.
When's the tour? No, next year?
In the spring.
She's got to finish it before spring and get it out and all that shit? Oh, whatever. That's not going to happen.
So point of the story is fans are really upset about it. And they, you know, if you kind of look online on like music blogs or celebrity gossip blogs, you know, they're just saying that they're tired. Like they feel like the hype has gone away because they get excited and then let down.
Does she have any fans left after all this? I mean, seriously.
I mean, that's the same thing that Tamar Braxton did. She did the same thing.
Not to this extent, though.
And Tamar Braxton's not Rihanna.
Yeah. And I think it was for them, they were trying to find the right like time because she was doing so many things. But this, they're just trying to find the right music and they're not finding their lane.
It's not happening.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
So, I just need them to just put out another song. Just one song. Just something to get inspired.
I mean, I'm not a fan like that, so I mean, I don't plan on buying the album.
I'm not either. I only listen to it. If it's a song I like, you know, SOS from a long time ago, and you know, yes.
I mean, she
has
some cute songs. Would I go see her in concert? No.
Would I
go buy her album? No.
Me either.
I'm not a Rihanna fan like that.
Me either. So whatever.
Yeah, I'm hot or cold with her. I actually saw her in concert in 2008 with Kanye West. That's the last time I saw her. So I wouldn't be interested in seeing her again, especially because Bitch Better Have My Money is like one of my favorite songs from this whole year. So if the album could live up to that, then...
Mm-hmm.
She's supposed to be at the American Airlines Center here in Dallas in January, I think.
Nobody cares.
I'm not going. I mean, I'm just saying that.
Janet Jackson's going to be here in January, too, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'll be in Atlanta. Go ahead.
Yeah, but my thing is that I guess to each their own. I mean, she can do whatever she wants, but
to me, it's you know, and it goes back to Adele. If you think about the old way of how artists would promote their record, you'd put the single out, you know, hopefully the single would do well.
Do a video.
And then the album would be, maybe you get a second single, and the album comes out a week after the second single, a month and a half, maybe 2 months after the first single had come out. Mm-hmm. It's all like, the hype is still strong.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it doesn't really happen that way, but I'm happy that Adele's people did it the traditional way, because it shows that if you could build the hype, have a strong single, you could put an album out and have it sell really well.
It grows demand.
The hype is strong, but if you string us along for a year,
nobody's gonna give a shit anymore.
We don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
that's the same thing with R&B singer Monica. Like she came out with this song, back in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and her album is just now coming out. I think either this week or next week, and I'm like, that's been like. What, 5 months?
Well, that's what happened.
It just seems like it's been a trend with that lately in the music industry.
Well, that's what happened with and you know, of course I'm biased, but that's what happened with Madonna's album, because hers was not for the same reasons. She didn't do it intentionally. She always does hers a traditional way, but the reason this album was not successful, even though it's one of her best ever, is because it got leaked and all that shit, and the songs got leaked and blah blah blah, and she had released part of it at first and then another part of it later and da da da, and so all the momentum that was at the beginning of that arc got lost. And so I'm just saying, I agree with you. If you do it that way, you lose the momentum and you forget about the artist, you forget about the song, the music, whatever, and you don't give a shit anymore. And I think it's the wrong way to do it. I think it's wrong. But Adele, by the way, one thing she did, and also Taylor Swift is doing as well, is, you know, when she releases her album, she releases it on iTunes, but she will not release it on streaming sources or streaming things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is another reason that it sells so much better. So, well, whatever, Rihanna. Well, I mean, if she ever releases her album, maybe it'll do well, but I don't know if she ever will. She's never going
to
release it.
Not in an Adele world. Not that they want it to sell. Succeed. Yeah.
Do you guys watch Beverly Hills Housewives?
No.
Oh, God. Okay, first of all, I have to say that I am a true diehard fan of all the Housewives franchises that exist. I love all of them. I watch all of them. I am a fan. So I know all about these women. Now, Yolanda.
I mean, I know of them.
Yeah,
but
you, Christian, I put on here about Yolanda Foster officially moving out of her home.
That?
Yolanda is on the Beverly Hills Housewives. She's an ex model. Her daughter is Gigi Hadid. He's a famous model now, and she was married to David Foster, who's a famous producer and musician. And they broke up, and they had this huge mansion. It was kind of notorious because she had this really cool ice box or refrigerator, sorry. And so she apparently moved out. They broke up. It's really sad because they were really kind of a love story, and they really had a really good relationship. But the sad thing is she has Lyme disease.
Lyme disease.
Yes. And she's been very, very sick. Neurological Lyme disease, where she can barely even think. She can't drive a car or anything, and she's always tired and exhausted and everything else. And this is a woman who is extremely vivacious and full of life, and it just destroyed her, and so she's always sick. And then they decide to get divorced. Now, I think he couldn't deal with the fact that she was sick. He didn't like the fact that she was no longer able to go with him places, whatever, and that's why they got divorced. Don't you think that's shitty? Or do you think it's acceptable to do that?
Hell no. It's not only
morally wrong. Oh, somebody's got feedback. Jason, what do you think? Like, if you get sick, let's say one of y'all got sick. You're married, or you're with a long time boyfriend or something, and you got sick, and your husband or your boyfriend says, I didn't sign up for this, so I'm leaving.
It's wrong. It's for better or worse, sicker or poorer.
That's exactly right. And so that's how I feel. I mean, she hasn't said that's what happened, but she said, I feel like the illness played into our demise.
Well, of course, it changes the dynamic.
Yes, it does. And it's understandable, but you have to either go with that and change with it, or you don't. And so.
Right. Well, she's also sound like the type of woman that will leave her husband or her spouse or whoever if they were like in a tragic car accident.
Her? Yolanda? No. Yolanda, of all the housewives, is like literally, Jason, the most down-to-earth, like cool, like spiritual woman. She would never do that. That's not
really?
Her. Wow. Now, the other wives, there's plenty of other ones that would do that. There's no doubt. But that's
Teresa.
Not her. Yeah,
I'm waiting for Teresa to come out of jail and drop the papers.
You think she's going to?
Oh, hell yeah. In the first three years, for sure.
I don't think it'll take her that long.
They also had a rumor going around saying that Apollo
he's going to be in the same jail.
Yeah, with Joe, and they were thinking about doing some type of reality show with us. So I'm like, no, don't. It's starting to become too much.
They can't do a reality show in prison, can they?
Or something like that. This is just a rumor. I don't know, but
they are going to be in the same jail. Yes.
If Bravo's going to think about doing some shit like this, no, because now you're starting to glorify being in prison.
No, that would never happen.
Before we go, Kristen, do you want to talk about your appearance on Thursday?
Oh yeah, if you live in the North Texas or in Texas anywhere, it's actually going to be syndicated. I'm going to be on Good Morning Texas at 9 a.m.
So we'll look for that.
Be exciting. Yes, it's going to be really fun. I'm going to be on there acting a damn fool. And it's going to be a good time. So, yeah.
We will look for you, Christian.
Yes, if you miss it, I'm sure I'll post on Facebook or
plug like in that. The show if you can.
He ain't going to say anything about this Ratchet show. He ain't going to say a word. He ain't gonna say
I would.
I got to get my check. Girl.
He is not going to say a shit. He'd be embarrassed.
As soon as those cameras go off, I got to get my check.
He ain't going to say shit. I know he's not. I know him. I don't know him, but I know him well enough to know he ain't going to say anything about gay XYZ. Anyway, by the way, I don't know, you guys are young, so you might be into all this stuff, and I'm just a geek, but I like Star Wars, and I've been into that for a long time, and so...
You know, I'm actually, I want to.
Well, it's coming out, you know, the next one on Friday, Thursday night, Friday morning, yes. Whatever, and we're going to see it Saturday, because we can get tickets till then, but anyway, thing is, if you do watch it, you were asking on your thing, and as I said, make sure you watch, if you do go back and watch all of them... Watch it from the new ones, the first three new ones, and then the first three old ones, because that's the order they're in, even though they came out the reverse
so
of that.
You think it's easier to watch it that way than to watch
it's,
it?
It's not, yes, because if you watch it the other way, you don't understand what the history is behind
it. Doesn't that ruin the element of surprise?
No, that's why you're surprised, because you understand where Luke comes from and who he is and why he's special, and you understand all this shit. Trust me, please. Watch episode 1, 2, and 3, which is the newest ones first, then the 3, 4, and 5, which is the 4, 5, and 6, I mean. Okay. And then watch the new one sometime.
That's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm gonna watch the first two.
Well, we watched you're gonna watch the first two, meaning
the ones you just told me to watch first, 1 and 2.
Episodes 1 and 2.
Yes.
But not the ones from the 80s. You mean the new
ones?
Yes,
I'm going to go by episode. Good. Just like you just said.
Well, you need to watch 1, 2, and 3, not just 1 and 2, but anyway.
Well, you know, I don't got a lot of time.
No, listen, if you're going to watch them, you got to watch all 3, because 3 is the most interesting one.
Well, I'll get to 3,
but
like...
You get to see why Darth Vader becomes Darth Vader. Darth Vader becomes Darth Vader, and you'll see why. Anyway. Okay, so if you're
I won't be watching, because I'm just not a sci-fi person.
That's cool. I'm not a fan of that Ratchet show you watch either. That shit. Whatever that show's
that's
called.
That's fine. I've never been into sci-fi. I've never seen what's the other popular movie that came out?
Star Trek.
Avatar. No, not that one. Avatar. I haven't seen that.
That's a good show.
I'm just not into sci-fi.
Avatar is basically just Pocahontas in space. That's all it is. Anyway, but anyway, so if you're listening to the show, be sure to go and see Star Wars this weekend if you're out. It'd be good. So we'll be back next week, I think. And the last show of the year, we're going to do a year in review with clips from the show as well as review the year. In the whole, it's going to be a 2-hour show. They don't know this yet, but that's what's happening in a couple weeks.
Tell us now. That's interesting.
So, but it'll be fun, and we'll have callers to calling in as well, prearranged callers as well as live callers. So be sure that you check us out for that.
I'll be excited. I finally get to talk to our fans.
Yes, our detractors as well. So it'll be fun. So be sure and join us.
Christian sounded like he was a little disappointed by that.
No, you said I hate the when people say fans, I hate that word.
Well, my fans.
Something about that word just rubs me.
He reminds me of Mommy Dearest so much.
I heard your reference.
So yes.
Excuse me, our supporters.
Okay, anyway. Our supporters, yes. Okay, so anyway, we'll be back next week, and we appreciate you guys listening, and we love you all. We love you all. We love you
Thanks
all.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you later. Good night. GayXYZ.com. Bye.